This portion of the Morning Mass brought to you by and sponsored by Bertram Financial out of Mineral Point. We're going to talk with retirement planning expert and author Michelle Bertram. Michelle helps you create your dream retirement using her dream retirement process. Last day of the year, 2024. Hey, Michelle, good morning. Happy New Year to you.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Crazy that 2024 is already gone that fast.
There we go. What's on your mind today?
Well, actually, probably what's on lots of people's minds, just thinking and planning ahead for the new year. I think it's always a good time to just reflect on the past and then plan for the future. As we've talked in the past, I'm not necessarily big into New Year's resolution, so to speak, but very much into planning and goals and thinking ahead. Because if we don't put a plan in place, we don't have those goals and nothing happens. And so I think that's where New Year's resolutions comes in is, okay, these are things that I really need to take care of. And so I think that oftentimes, I can't remember the exact statistic, but if you look it up, there is a huge amount of New Year's resolutions that have something to do with our financial life. Maybe it's something to do to get our financial life in order. It's something where we're planning to retire. We want to get things together. We want to maybe get some questions answered. In one way or another, it seems like that health and finances have become two of the top New Year's resolutions. And so while I'm not going to address the health things, we will always talk about the financial matters, of course. And with that in mind, we have a report out on our website right now just on how to have empowering financial conversations. Because if there is some type of financial resolution you have, something to get your financial life in order, to give you some more financial peace or security, to answer some questions, then more than likely it's going to be involving a conversation. It could be with your spouse, with your family, with an advisor, but having that financial conversation is probably part of making sure that that New Year's resolution actually happens. So we've just put that white paper, this report out there on how to have good, empowering financial conversations. We made that available for everyone. So as you're going into the new year and you're setting some resolutions and anything that specifically, again, has to do with financial resolutions, whether it's just to get things in order, maybe to learn something, to understand, invest, figure out how to create retirement income, any of those things, you're going to have a conversation. And that's where we have this new guide on our website about how to really have those empowering financial conversations. It doesn't have to be scary. And so this resolution doesn't have to be one that's just kind of left on, one of those that never happens, right? How many resolutions are broke or never come to being? Hopefully this white paper will help you to have those conversations and really make that New Year's resolution on getting your financial life in order a reality. So you can go to our website to get that at creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Again, creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Right on the front page down there below the videos is a link that you can click and download the paper to help you have empowering financial conversations to make those financial resolutions come into being.
And you know, Michelle, what you do is you listen a lot. I know that. And if a client or potential client doesn't ask the right questions, you start asking the right questions, because it's all about, as you say, it's substance and getting to you got to ask the right questions to get the right answers.
Right. And sometimes, again, you just had a good point. Sometimes we don't know what questions to ask, which is why, you have those conversations, right? And sometimes people think like, oh, it's a dumb question and I feel silly for not knowing this. And I always say, look, you probably spend most of your time in something else. You specialize in something else. You don't have to know it all. Just like I don't know it all when it comes to if I'm going to have a contractor come to my house to do something, right? I might know what I want it to be done. All the little ins and outs of it, I don't know, right? And it's the same with your financial life. So you don't have to worry about asking a stupid question, or maybe if you don't even know what questions to ask, again, this white paper, helping you to figure out so you can have empowering financial conversations. And yes, that is what we do, is have those conversations and start with, asking some questions that will help get you thinking so that you can ask the questions and get to the financial piece that you're looking for.
You know, at the law firm, I've 100% of the time, what happens is when somebody says, and this happens 100% of the time, when they premise the question that they're going to ask with, I think there's going to be a dumb question, 100% of the time, it's one of the best questions I get asked during the day. 100% of the time.
I would agree with that, Scott, because if you don't ask it, that's when it becomes a dumb question, that makes sense, right?
There we go. All right. Hey, Michelle, Happy New Year to you. We'll talk again next week, okay?
Sounds good. Happy New Year.
Make sure that you connect with Michelle on her blog and free resources that you just talked about there. The website, it's creatingyourdreamretirement.com. It's a great website, creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Click on the resources there, or you can call her at 608-987-1511. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by Bertram Financial.